Hello, my name is Filipa Silva and I'm going to talk about graphene-based materials included in hydrogels as platforms for skin disease treatment. Skin diseases, including atopic dermatitis, psoriasis, vitiligo, and basal cell carcinoma, are the fourth most common of the leading causes of global disease burden. First-line options for their treatment include photodynamic therapy using photosensitizers and phototherapy using ultraviolet or near-infrared irradiation. These approaches are associated with high toxicity, poor therapeutic efficacy, stability, and skin penetration of commonly used drugs. Thus, safer and more efficient cutaneous delivery of therapeutics across the skin are required. Graphene-based materials have attracted great attention as photothermal and drug delivery agents due to their near-strong absorption, large surface area, and biocompatibility. Having this in mind, we propose the topical administration of carbapol hydrogels containing nanographene oxide and reduced nanographene oxide as new platforms for dermatologic disease treatment. As you can see in section 2, GBM was produced from graphite powder through the modified Hammers method, followed by ultrasonication to obtain GON. RGON was produced by GON photoreduction. GBM water suspensions were mixed with carbapol to obtain GON and RGON hydrogels. In section 3, we present GBM characterization. UV visible absorbance spectra of GON and RGON reveal a threefold absorbance increment in irradiation and the absence of the shoulder peaks at 300 nanometers in RGON curve, characteristics that prove GON reduction. Heating curves reveal the potential of GON and RGON as photothermal agents. After 30 minutes of irradiation, RGON reached 54.5 degrees, 1.2-fold higher than GON that reached 45.6 degrees. Synthesizer and TEM revealed that GON and RGON nanosheets presented sizes around 200 nanometers. Zeta potential was -46.7 for GON and -41.6 millivolts for RGON, showing the great water stability of these two suspensions. As you can see in section 4, GBM hydrogels biocompatibility was evaluated by rhizazurin and live data assays. Both GON and RGON did not affect HFF1 cell viability in all concentrations tested, because as you can see, all the tested groups presented cell viabilities around 100%. In section 5, we present GBM hydrogel skin permeability that was obtained with the front cell system using human skin. Skin sample was placed between donor and receptor compartment. Receptor compartment was kept at 37 degrees under searing. Samples were collected at different time points until 6 hours and quantified by absorbance using a spectrophotometer. Results indicate that both GON and RGON hydrogels can cross epidermis and dermis layers. However, RGON skin permeability was higher than GON. After 6 hours, 83.8 and 77.7% of the initial amount of GON and RGON, respectively, reached the receptor compartment. Finally, with this study, it is possible to conclude that GON and RGON hydrogels can permeate through the skin, revealing a great potential to be used as skin phototherapy agents.